us in niceness. I know how strong the commands of that inner voice can be, the one that tells us we're bad for hurting someone's feelings or for saying no, that others will be upset with us for speaking our minds, or leave us for being honest. Despite what that voice of fear and doubt says, more is possible for you. It's possible to regain your freedom, to express yourself, to say no and ask for what you want without guilt, and to unapologetically be yourself without all the worry about how others will react. As you do, life becomes better and better, and all your relationships thrive. You're able to find and create lasting love, form deep and fulfilling relationships, and become a powerful leader in your career. Breaking out of the niceness cage, however, is not a simple brute force move. You don't just smash the side of the prison wall with a bulldozer and run free. Instead, finding your way out of niceness is more like maneuvering your way out of a straitjacket. You must wrestle with the old, long-standing beliefs that bound you with stories that it's bad to ask for what you want, or that you're selfish for saying no. Part one of this book is dedicated to helping you see what nice really is and the toll that living this way is taking on you. As you see just how rooted in fear our nice patterns are and how it's different from being a good and loving person, you'll naturally let go of the old beliefs that don't serve you. In these chapters, you'll be wriggling around, pulling some Houdini moves to get yourself out of that straitjacket. In part two, you'll discover the five pillars of not nice. Have boundaries, own your shadow, speak up, say no, and be more selfish. You'll learn dozens of tools and strategies that you can use immediately to let go of guilt, fear, and hesitation. You'll discover exactly how to speak up for yourself, say no, ask for what you want, and take care of yourself without guilt and anxiety. These chapters are a powerful force for liberation that will unlock a profound sense of freedom and joy. Part three is about living life on your terms. As you shed nice patterns that don't serve you or others, you'll need to reclaim who you really are. You'll decide what is right for you, how you want to live, and determine your own rules. You'll become the director of your own life. And part four, well, that's all about action. Activities, games, and other fun exercises are strategically placed throughout the entire book to get you into action right away. But this final section will give you a clear step-by-step framework to put everything you learned into practice. You'll also get to read some intriguing, funny, and sometimes painfully awkward stories from my own life about applying not nice as I wrote this book. I'm so glad that you're here with me, and I'm excited for you. Going from nice and restricted to bold and authentic can transform all aspects of your life. It unlocks power, freedom, and happiness. It reawakens the lightness and joy you had as a kid. And it allows you to truly enjoy deep, fulfilling relationships with friends, colleagues, and the love of your life. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for you. With love and gratitude, Dr. Aziz, Portland, Oregon, 2017. Nice versus not nice. Quick reference guide. This reference guide is at the beginning of the paperback version of this book. We're going to share the audio with you right now. If you'd like to get a downloadable PDF of this reference guide, as well as dozens of other resources, which I'll reference during the book, you can go to the website for this book, which is simply notnicebook.com. It's notnicebook.com. Chapter 1. Nice. You feel a strong need to be liked by everyone. Being disliked makes you very uncomfortable. Not nice. You don't feel a need to control others' perceptions to feel secure. Nice. You typically put others first, aka self-sacrificing. Not nice. You take care of yourself first.